The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. How is everybody doing today, the 23rd of November?
It's Thanksgiving, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, Carl.
It is. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7 after 7.
That's right.
Ta-da.
Gosh, there's so much to cover over what happened over the weekend. You're weighing in on a lot of things. I guess it's 40 degrees outside. Mostly sunny today. Our temperatures will be highs of 66 with our lows. Slight chance of rain tonight with our temperatures around 44. Tomorrow calls for rain likely, like 70%, with our high of 52. That is a big drop in our temperature. Tuesday night, a chance of showers with our lows of 35. And now Wednesday, we have a 53 with slight chance of showers. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. It's starting to get cooler. You know, gosh, you know, rain Tuesday and Wednesday. And snow everywhere.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Well, we like that. They say that Thanksgiving Day will be sunny with a high near 52.
Right.
But I know that a lot of people are driving and flying, so yeah. Be careful in the weather and be careful on the roads. I sang last night, so
give yourself plenty of time.
If I'm sounding a little, I sang out on the deck at the View last night from 6 to 8, and it was, although beautiful, it got to the point where about 8 o'clock, the musicians' fingers were starting to stiffen, and we just, you know, it's beautiful to be
the
outside.
The guy playing the trombone, that slide stuck. It was frozen. They would walk over to the fire pit and put their, you know, hold the instruments over there. Okay, I'm exaggerating there. Hey, this past weekend, a bunch of things happened, but one of them was that I was instructing, as well as other people were instructing, a concealed carry class.
All women.
A ladies' course.
How many girls?
26. 26.
Wow.
And I tell you what a great class. I can't use their names because, you know, frankly, we don't give the names of people who, you know, unlike papers up north and other places that want to give the names of everybody who's got a concealed carry permit, we don't do that. But I can just say is it was a mixture of people probably from age 15. And you're saying, well, a 15-year-old can't carry? No, they can't. But they can go through the course. And a lot of things about these courses on concealed carry, and I don't care who it is that's teaching it, but what it is, it teaches safety in handling pistols and revolvers and just general laws and, you know, the history of it and all this stuff. And you need a 12-hour class conducted and passed before you can even apply for your CCW. Now, the women are great because, you know, in the early part, I said, you know what, questions are welcome. Well, that opened up the floodgates, but that's okay because they ask questions. Where you get a man, you know, you get a lot of men in a class, they won't ask a question.
Really?
Oh, it's in their DNA. I just know how to shoot. Well, no, you don't. In most cases. And women ask more questions, and they follow directions really well. I mean, when once you show them the grip, and then, you know, you reinforce it a few times, they are in it then, and they're doing the right things. And on Sunday, when they qualified, they have to hit a minimum of 24 out of 30 hits on the target. And we moved the target, you know, back. You know,
doesn't it go 5? Does it go 10, 15, 30, or?
Yeah, it goes 5, 10, 20.
Okay.
And so they're back there shooting, and it's not easy. Some of them are using a little 2-inch snubby 38, And one girl that passed was carrying a 38 a revolver with a 2-inch barrel, shooting plus P out of it, which is like a little magnum. And she was firing in there. I went over and put a Band-Aid on her thumb because it just was just rocking her. But she, you know, when she finished and she, you know, she did a great. They all did a great job. They all did a great job. They all, you know, they all complied. And you know what the main reason everybody's looking for to take that class? You know, several of them said before that right's taken away from us, and which is the first time I've heard that many people say it. The other one was in every case, it was personal protection in their home because their husbands either traveled or they were single, and they wanted to be able to protect themselves. And you know what? This is what you get. You know, this is why you have you carry a pistol or you have a self-defense weapon in your house. Gavin Newsom, Lieutenant Governor, was on the Bill Maher show. Now, I don't watch Bill Maher at all, even though the Ann Coulter and he've got some kind of little weird thing going.
I can see that.
It's not because he's really short, because he is. That's not the reason, because I watch short people. Well, no, I do. I watch short people. I don't care if it's Mickey Rooney. He was short. I watch him. I've had some really great, you know,
short doesn't
short.
Make anything.
Short doesn't make anything up. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, except he obviously Bill Maher has something to prove. Anyway, Gavin Newsom is on the show. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is on the show. And he thought, in the Paris, what happened in Paris came up. And Maher said something about, you know, people being armed. And Newsom jumps on and he says, no. It would have been worse. It would have been worse if people had been armed in this. I mean, just imagine them getting out and aiming the trigger. And that's what he said, aiming the trigger. And, you know, because he's speaking, you know, you can, you know, say different things. But them shooting and being excited and not trained. And Bill Maher says, so it was better to be unarmed when people are executing you than being armed? And Newsom said, yeah, essentially said, yeah. Now, this is the kind of leadership, my friends, this is the kind of leadership that wants to come in and be the governor of this state. He would much rather people not be armed if you were in the if you're in the Cascade Theater. No, let's just take one of the movie houses. You're in the movie house. There's one way in. Some degenerate comes in and starts to shoot. Gavin Newsom thinks it's better that you don't have a gun than and be able to protect yourself when this happens. Think about this. Go. If you don't believe it, go on. I saw it. I heard it. Go to Yahoo. Go whatever it is, and listen to Gavin Newsom's comments on Paris, and people being armed. It is absolutely essential that people listen to this. If you really believe that it would have been worse if people who had been trained on how to use a firearm had been in that place when they started opening fire, the two of those guys in there who executed people, who, when men begged for the lives of their wives, shot them and their wives. Okay.
Paris attacks.
All right. Hey, before we take our break, this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by our friends at Sleep Number.
Well, you know, with the tensions of the world, it's true.
If you look at TV, you're going to be tense.
You're on the street and you're talking to people. Really, we're getting ready for the holidays, and there's so many. We've got a lot of headlines to cover this morning. We are going to be talking about some things on the world stage this morning. But what's really nice is that we can always say that we get a good night's sleep.
That's right. My sleep number setting's 45. Linda's sleep number setting's 40, and we have the dual air technology. And we can set it any way we want to. Plus, you know, with the new temperature balancing pillow that I have, that Linda's getting here soon, so that you can, you know, you can be warm because you sleep warm, and it keeps you cool at night. And Sleep Number is made in America. It's guaranteed. It's rated as the top mattress by Consumer Reports. All of these things, and there's always sales going on. Some kind of sales going on always there. Head on down to Target Shopping Center.
Great Christmas present.
Oh, hey, look, three things. And today we're going to be talking health and fitness and diet during the holidays, because think about it. This is the time that people just pack it on, because you're going to party after party after party after party, and you have Thanksgiving and you have Christmas and you have everything else around. We talked about the health of our pups and our dogs and our cats during Christmas season when all the holidays are going on. Now we're going to talk about people. Not that the people will listen. But if you can get a few good things out of this, is what's going to happen. But again, it's part of what happens with, you know, of the three parts for healthy living: diet, exercise, and sleep. And sleep is from Sleep Number. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go on over and see Brian or Janice, any of the pros there. And I promise you, they're going to put you on the bed. You're going to feel how comfortable it is, and you're going to say, why didn't I have one of these like 10 years ago?
Or you can select. There are different kinds to select.
Oh, yes.
It's not just one mattress. There are several that can meet, they meet your fancy. But anyway, the experts will be able to tell you what your hot spots are, show you the scientific part of you know, where you're not sleeping or where it's not moving very well, and help support that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Sleep Number, and make sure you head on down there. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking about some of the headline news. What does Cameron want to do? Well, we just heard about it and reported just a little ago, a little while ago. We are going to talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show!
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
love it.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Tell me he wasn't the... Woo!
It's not unusual.
Welcome back. Are we talking about me?
Yeah,
welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl.
Do you remember Tom
Carl,
Jones?
The Tom Jones of Paducah, Kentucky.
And
one of the funniest things ever was Tom Jones in Mars Attacks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And he's beating up Martians.
I gotta
That has got to be the weirdest movie.
Tell me he
was
hot.
It's got every big star in it. I mean, it was a good movie.
Oh,
was it Robert De Niro in that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we could watch that movie. That would be a great movie to watch with kids.
We
should do Netflix.
Pierce Brosnan.
Christmas
Eve.
Yeah. But anyway, Tom Jones, boy, I'll tell you what, he was... What? You're pointing at yourself.
I'm just saying I have some spots I have.
Okay,
to
well, hurry up. Let's do it.
Before you get going, because once you get going, it's
this portion of the show is brought to you by
Chester Regional Medical Center. 70 years in the business, rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and our cardiac unit is rated in the top 30 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well. I like Shasta Regional. They do so much. Like, turkey
they
trot's
do.
Coming.
That's true.
The turkey trot's
Absolutely,
coming.
Absolutely, on Thanksgiving. Okay, we talked about before taking a break. Okay, headlines. Oh, gosh.
All right, let's go to start with this one because it ties into what you're saying.
Okay, you go first.
Obama made the statement over the weekend that ISIS cannot strike a mortal blow to the United States and that people should not be fearful of that happening. You know what? He's right. ISIS cannot strike a mortal blow to this nation. Mortal means is that the nation then dies. That's a mortal blow. However, people are very concerned that they can strike many little, the depth of 10,000 cuts types of things like what happened in Paris. Brussels is on the highest alert it's ever been on. They've had gunfights out in the streets. They've had they've arrested 16 or 17 people. And now, as Linda is getting ready to talk about, the UK's Prime Minister Cameron is getting ready to start launching airstrikes.
British Prime Minister David Cameron will begin to lay out his case this week for the Royal Air Force to start hitting Islamic State targets in Syria, something he has been eager to do but feared being blocked by Parliament. Speaking in Paris on Monday after meeting French President François Hollande, Cameron said the two leaders agreed to increase counterterrorism cooperation. He called for greater European Union-wide efforts to share intelligence to stop extremists and offered the use of the air base at Atrakatiri in Cyprus for actions in Syria against the Islamic State group.
Okay. Now, in Europe, unlike what you have here in the United States, if you go to Mexico or Canada, when you come back in, you've got to show a passport. In Europe, with the European Union, you could go, at least several years ago, you could go between countries and not even show passports. You can just travel. The idea, what's happening in Europe is you could have a terrorist cell in, let's just say, Rome, Italy, and it could be in Zagreb, Croatia that day, just by driving, taking all their weapons with them. You can easily drive through several countries while you're there. So they can be, it's close. They need to cooperate. Here we're isolated by the ocean on one side, at least we used to be isolated, on the oceans on two sides. And then we have a border with France and Mexico and one with Canada. But it's, with the way the air travel is and the way how porous our border is right now, they're catching Syrians along the border. How many Islamic fundamentalist jihadists have come across that border already? How many sleeper cells are there in the United States already? Thanks to what we're doing along to the border under Obama. And let's just talk about, is the world safer under Obama and Clinton? And Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Is the world safer now than it was 5 years ago? What would you say? Was it safer now than it was 5 years ago? The Iraq war was over. We had won. The plan was to keep 20,000 troops in there, anywhere from 15,000 to 25,000 troops in there to guard the borders and to stiffen up keep training the military and all these. So do you feel safer now than you did under and it's under this Democratic president and the Democratic Secretary of State. So, Middle East is a mess. You can talk about the problems. The Bush started the war. Well, you could say the war was started on 9/11 knew it started well before that. So the question is, do you feel safer? Which leads to the next thing. Another poll came out, and it showed that Hillary could be beaten by the five top Republican contenders. The one that beats her with the most points by 8 points is Marco Rubio. But all of them, Trump, Carson, Bush beats her by 3 points right now. Here's my thought on that. Polls mean nothing. We've proven that polls mean absolutely nothing. We don't know how they were asked. We don't know what their sources were. Was it an online poll, which everybody knows it notoriously underrepresents the facts. So you have to ask yourself where that comes from. But I think the American people, as the people in the world are, they are up in arms about ISIL and a terrorist.
Well, I mean, let's talk about going back to, you mentioned something about, you know, Trump and the polls. It's very interesting because, you know, there was a letter to the editor that came out in the Sunday edition. And one specifically talking about how they believe that Trump is like, a lot of hot air, is just a big blower. And that he really is friends with the Clintons and that it's positioning them. Or Trump is going to position them because he never comes out and speaks against Hillary, but he'll speak against his fellow Republicans. So here's, you know, questions. We're talking about the polls and we see about things that are happening. I think why he's popular right now, he's probably the most popular, is because of the stance that he feels, we're going to send all the immigrants back, all the refugees back. He's making hard lines. On some level, some would say it's a little bit ridiculous.
Some of the things he says are just, they are ridiculous.
Are they not presidential? Are you a world leader? Yes, we do need to toughen up our borders, and we need to do a lot of things. But, I mean, yes, we need, I think, you know, is it a knee jerk because we've had something that we're so unhappy with? But can you imagine Trump being the president of the United States and really dealing in a way that you can deal with these other world leaders, where it's not we're gonna come in and we're gonna what is the word that you use in the military where you burn and singe and kill and pillage?
Annihilate. We don't pillage. Pillages? No, we don't. We are not pillagers, nor are we looters. But if it absolutely and positively has to be destroyed overnight, call the United States Marine Corps. All right. Now, but the other thing though about that is, yeah, he says many, I don't know, grandiose. He makes these grandiose statements, or he makes these blanket statements. Every Syrian that comes in here through the borders is going to be should be put in some kind of database. Well, I think they already are when the immigrants come in up to a point. And then he says, and he talks about taking all illegals and pushing them out of the country, And he said, well, Eisenhower did it in the early 50s, and he did. He moved it out, and it was called Operation, I hate to say this, but it's Operation Wetback. And they took a million or so out. However, things have changed since 1950s, and we're now into the 2015-16 time. Do the borders have to be closed? Yes. Does there have to be some kind of sense made out of the illegal immigrants that we have here, illegal aliens we have in this country? Yes, absolutely. Is saying we're going to move 11 million of them out of the country, is that a feasible plan? Think about this. Is he running on moving 11 million people out of this country? Is that a feasible plan? I don't think it is. I think that he's saying this, and at some point somebody's got to call him on it. He said, oh, how do you plan on doing this? How do you plan on doing it? How do you plan on moving them out? If you want to sell every company, you've got to have there's a national system that you have to buy into. That if before you hire somebody, their names run through that system. If they're not in that system, guess what? You don't hire them, or you get a fine. At that point, how many people are going to not have jobs? And then if they don't have jobs, and they've been living here for 25 years, they've got to make that choice of either going on welfare, unless you're going to put it on there. Oh, sorry, if you're illegal, you can't get welfare. You can't go to school. You can't do this. You know, to force them out of this country. But is the United States really poised to do that? What do you think? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you are sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth.
Thought I'd let you revisit your and it shows formative years.
Love it.
Just a jackknife has old Maggie Bay, and it keeps it up.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's really cool for me. I like to sing along. I don't know the words. And Linda says, not only do you not know the words, you don't have the pitch or the tune, and which kind of means is I'm singing like We Wish You a Merry Christmas during Mac the Knife.
No.
26 minutes until 8 o'clock.
As long as your heart's here, but
40 degrees, going up to 66 today. But we're going to get rain tomorrow and Wednesday and snow.
Snow?
Up in the higher elevations?
Oh,
absolutely not here,
good.
But in the higher
elevations. I hope that it snows over the Christmas holidays. The kids are coming. Wouldn't you love to go up to Eskimo Hill? And
we're going
to
go up to Mount Shasta because they've already got snow. I hope.
Oh.
And then right on that, I think they've got something that you can ride a little chairlift or something.
Gotta
up there.
Find out.
And then you hop on sleds and come down.
Molly knows about that.
Oh, Molly knows everything.
Takes her kids up there, yeah.
Okay. Welcome back. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's 25 minutes until 8 o'clock today. Hey, you know, I'm going to talk about the Holiday Crafts Fair. It's going to be at Frontier Senior Center on Saturday the 5th of December and Sunday, December 6th. Free admission, snack bar on Saturday, all types of great goodies, handmade gifts and goodies there. And it opens at 8 a.m. on Saturday. The Shastcade Community Services that help, they provide services to the developmentally disabled adults in our community and surrounding communities, is starting their big fundraiser. What's their fundraiser? Now, this is a fundraiser that is good, that you can just go to it, and it does something for you. You get something out of it. It's a gift wrap. Hmm. It's a gift wrapping that they do. The gift wrapping booth is going to be starting this week, November the 27th, through December the 24th. After December the 24th, if it is in like December the 24th, you know, late in the afternoon, they're probably not going to be there. But that's when Bob goes down to the dollar store and buys all those bags, those Christmas bags. Sometimes they don't have Christmas bags, they're sold out. So Bob's been known to get Halloween bags and Easter bags. My favorite is when I brought in the 4th of July bag with my Christmas presents.
Or
in it.
Like you're 50 and it's black?
Yeah, there you go. I remember that one. I remember that one. I have a black bag. Okay.
Here's
but,
to you.
Okay, but
here's
you go there.
The
only thing you have to do is go to the gift wrapping booth. And you don't have to buy your gifts at Mount Shasta Mall, but it helps. But then you just bring all your gifts in, and they'll do them for you. It's great. Give them a call at 243-1651 if you'd like to volunteer. You know what? I volunteered there. I lasted all of 15 minutes, and they said, you know
you
what?
Volunteered?
When I was first here, I volunteered. I went down there and I started rapping. And in like 5 minutes later, this 14-year-old girl came over and said they'd really thanked me, gave me a token for a cookie at one of the stores, and they said I couldn't rap anymore. Startup weekend. You know, we were talking about this launch a startup in 54 hours at the Shasta Venture Hub. Big article in the newspaper. We're going to get to that in a second right after we talk to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Henry. Welcome.
Good morning, Henry.
You're live.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing
good.
This morning?
We're good. What's on your mind?
We're not coffeed up yet.
Well, you have to get a little adrenaline going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I start slowing down, Linda reaches over and she pinches me. So.
Yeah, it hits you in the ribs.
Yep.
I've always worked.
Yes, dear.
Say, I heard a comment you made about you wouldn't want to see Trump as president.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
well,
we,
Linda did.
No, I did. I said, can you imagine?
Well,
I didn't say.
As a matter of fact, I can, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. But I just want to clarify. The words did not come out of my mouth. I don't see him as president. But I said, can you imagine? But
well,
go ahead, Henry.
This guy is a deal maker. He's a businessman. And this country needs a businessman to run the business. Now, he can make deals with Putin or the Chinese, and he has worked with the Chinese already and Mexico. And he knows those people. He can make deals with those that the run-of-the-mill politician can't. Also, the fact that we don't want business as usual if some of the others get in. This is the problem with this country now, is the fact that we have had for many years business as usual. We've had people in there that couldn't read a balance sheet. You know, it's a shame that the American people don't put a person in there that's a good businessman that can make deals on an international level. Now, what would you think of that?
Well, I think what you're saying, it really resonates. It resonates with me. It resonates with, obviously, if you are going to pay attention to the polls, many of the people that they are polling at this current time are very excited for the very reasons that you're stating. My point was that, according to a letter, I was going along with a letter that was to the editor this weekend, is that he comes across somewhat boastful, and is he truly for the Republican Party, or is he, you know, the questions were that he never says anything bad about Hillary or the Democrats as much as he turns on his Republican fellow running mates. So,
well, I think that's politics as usual there. I mean, they're going to beat each other down if they get the opportunity to do it. And I think that the Republican Party is, in fact, paying for ads to beat Trump down right now.
Well, you know, Trump is, in my opinion, for what it's worth, my opinion is I'm still not sure how serious he is about everything. You know, a lot of times, you know, I believe Trump's a pretty bright guy. He is a tough businessman. And having somebody in the White House who's never had to make a payroll or, you know, worry about his taxes being paid or you know, not getting a paycheck to make sure all your people get a paycheck.
Or hasn't been in government their entire life.
Yeah, I mean, I you know what, for somebody that has not done that, it's hard for them to get their arms around it. Obama is the best example of that. Well, on the other hand, we've had other people that have been in business, like, you know, but then you get into politics their whole lives, like Bush, who made some pretty bad decisions too. So here's my bottom line is, I want to hear him get a lot more specific about things he wants to do.
Well,
do we need
too,
a businessman
and,
in there?
I
yes.
I think that in due time he probably will. But,
well, we'll see.
I think under the circumstances, you don't drop the kimono in before the time comes.
Okay, I like that. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Thanks for your input, Henry.
We will not drop that kimono.
And you know, I'm undecided. I'm still undecided. I love to watch the debates. I really like Carla Fiorina. I hope she's on the ticket. I really do. I think
she would bring a businessman.
I do.
Business type approach. But then you'd have people saying that yeah, but she drove, H&P, she was fired from that because, you know, they lost all those jobs and it went downhill real fast. Blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Well, guess what? Somebody has to come in. Now, tell me something, honey, and share with our listeners. Your father came in to manage plants. And when you say he took them over in order to run them, I'm sure he had to cut the fat. He had to, like, if things were balancing, you got to come in. And I know that's the hard call. You don't think that. If somebody comes in like Fiorina or anybody that comes from that mindset, he's going to come in and cut the fat. Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't even go there because my first thing that flashed into my mind is what we saw on the front page last weekend in our city.
Which was?
Well, I'm not even going to go there. It was on the front page of the city. And what people... Yes.
About the salaries?
Yes.
You know, I ask people about those salaries, and everybody, you know, frankly, you know, those are what they're getting now. They're appalled. But
if I live, breathe, or drink, or eat,
but yeah, and but it's they're there now. I mean, it does no good to complain about Starman making $325,000 a year.
I'm not complaining about it.
No, but people are. You see, it does no good to do
he
that
is
because
not, he's not. He's not. I am not singling him out. I didn't say names.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
What I said was that people getting angry with Kurt Starman over his $325,000 salary and health care things, they're the wrong person to be upset with. The people you need to be upset with is those people sitting in the city council, the ones who have agreed to this, who hired him at that and allowed it to happen, who keep giving raises throughout this. You know, Francie Sullivan voted for every raise. Kristen Schrader voted for the raises. Missy MacArthur voted for raises. Brent Weaver voted for raises. What are they doing to cut back on the unfunded liabilities? Here's what people are upset about. They're upset about the fact is that, you know, we owe millions of dollars. We have $300 million, at least, in unfunded liabilities. This is what, you know, people are really upset about. What's being done for that? Billy Bob, good morning. What do you think should be done?
Boy, you're just swatting at a hornet's nest this morning, Carl.
Yeah, you know what? Linda. No, you know what? It's Linda. She gets going. She reads these things, and then she starts talking to me about it. And then she starts, you know, and she's very subtle about it. She starts early in the morning. And then she gets me kind of like revved up. And then she comes in here, and then she goes, well, I'm not even going to say what that was. And she knows, I know what she's thinking. And she knows it's just going, you know what? My jaws are so tight right now, I don't think I can sip a cup of coffee.
All right, so Billy, tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, well, I want to concur with Henry's phone call and exaggerate on the fact that Mr. Trump, as president, as he has been able to build a fortune, and that's not easy to do, building high-rise buildings in New York City, and what he's accomplished is absolutely remarkable. And the fact is that he's a straight shooter. He's not going to mess around. He's going to go into Washington. He's going to turn over the apple cart. he's going to fire all these useless bureaucrats, and he's going to use his famous line, you're fired, to the EPA, to the Department of Energy, to the Department of Education, and he's going to go 1 through 8 or 9 of those federal agencies that are absolutely not worth the powder to blacken their you-know-what. And the thing is he's the only one who'll do it, because everybody else, like Henry said, will go back to politics as usual. They won't do the hard cutting in the federal budget that needs to take place, just like we won't fire all of our local city of Reading. Fire them all. Fire the city of Reading employees and give them 2 weeks to rehire at reduced payrolls, and if they don't want to come back to their job, then let them go flip burgers or
be like Disneyland. Be like Disney then, right? Disney turned all their people loose and rehired them a week later as contractors and subcontractors.
Yeah, and they say, oh, we can't do anything about it. Oh, no. Hey, you fire them and let the union squeal, but the point of it is the only way we take our put our hands around this city's problem is by firing them and then rehire them, and they never miss a lick, and they just work for less money. And if they don't want to, then let them go flip burgers. I don't care.
Well, you know
let
what?
Them go,
okay.
Let them go find a job. Let them go find a job like the rest of us have to.
In construction? No.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Okay, Billy Bob. Thanks a lot.
I love our.
I'm glad you're not excited about this.
Very passionate. You know, it's really good to hear from our listeners. Truly, it is. We have to take a break. More calls from our listeners if you want. 605-4567 weighing in on. Well, you know, we have some real passionate people about Trump. You know why they want to have the fat cut? They're no more of this stuff. They're just want somebody to come in and just take over. Can it really be done? I don't know, Carl. Let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 23rd of November. It's Turkey Week. 10 minutes until 8 o'clock out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Redtown Market. That's right, Saturday, November the 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. I think that's this Sunday, isn't it? The 28th. It is.
No, 28th
is Saturday.
It's Saturday. That's a Redtown.
That's right. Redtown Market.
Redtown Market. Okay, first of all, let me
right
say.
Right after Black Friday.
Very excited about new news about that. There will be a Christmas tree lot, which is going to be exciting. As soon as you come in, and this is free to the public. Christmas tree lot. You park over at, of course, at the Civic. Free to get in. There's over 30 fantastic artisan booths. So you'll see interesting gift items that you won't see at the mall. You won't see at other stores. These are art things. And different, I don't know, clothing items and jewelry and furniture and pottery and stuff like that. So if you're looking for special, like a Christmas present, I mean, not everything is expensive. No, you've got, you know, things that are affordable. And so that goes from 11 to 8 o'clock. So we want to support that, and obviously it's free. Then there's going to be fresh Christmas wreaths that one of the high schools, and I'm sorry I can't think of the name of it right now, is doing as a fundraiser. So you're going to buy fresh wreaths. You know that it's going to, you know, help people. And then from 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is fun, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be there. So along with me will be Bobby Verimonis on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and we're going to have Bruce Kalin on bass, and Lou White will be singing and playing. So we'll be doing Christmas stuff. So how fun to come. There's going to be, you can have a hot toddy, you can have a tea, and the really fun things that start to get you really in the spirit. So that's Redtown Market, and that's this Saturday coming up. I can't believe this Saturday. Thanksgiving weekend.
It's
oh my gosh.
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Saturday's Thanksgiving weekend. Black Friday's Friday. All right.
Okay.
You're just doing this to ruffle my feathers. I know
I'm trying, but it's not working.
Okay.
You're just taking over. Hey, okay. I got three things we're going to talk about in the next 7 minutes.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick has put himself on the injured reserve.
Oh,
how
sure.
come? How did he do that? He said, my left shoulder has been injured. It needs to be operated on. So instead of waiting to the off season, because he's not playing that much now, he's done it now. I think those are the signs that Kaepernick won't be in the 49ers next year. Here's a guy that's, you know, this huge contract, which, by the way, it's a team contract. In the sense they can cancel anytime they want, they can take away money and all this. Is somebody going to give him? I've talked to Kyle DeFore yesterday, and Kyle really is into this football. He's one of, in fact, the game on Friday with Kyle was one
wow.
of the announcers. And Gary Moore, of course, being the dean
mm-hmm.
of football announcers around this town, it was a great game. Of course, Shasta just slaughtered their opponent, setting them up for the final playoff game. Now, here is the thing: he says Kaepernick will probably be traded, and they probably won't even get a big name, draft choice. They can go down. Hey, okay, we'll give you a fifth round draft choice. Kaepernick has got to. He's hit the very bottom, and I almost feel sorry for him, except for the fact he makes $2 or $3 million, and this is his game. But you know what? Guess what? That's just the way it is. Same thing with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is. I'm still in Peyton Manning's corner. I think Peyton Manning, you know, when he gets his foot fixed and he comes back after a couple of weeks of rest, you know what? He comes back and he wins. He comes back and he wins. He comes back strong. This man has got the spirit of a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
He is a warrior complete. When he made that new record with that, you know, with the pass this time for the most passing yards in the game, you could see it was irritating to him because they were moving. So he had to stop. He had to wave at everybody. He throws the ball over, and then he gets sacked.
He was in the game mode.
Yes. Okay. Now, moving on from there is United Healthcare pulling out of Obamacare, they said by next year, it looks like. They have lost $485 million this year. Obamacare is in the death spiral that people said was going to happen when it started. Okay, now I realize that everybody out there knows is that they're saying, well, since Obamacare can't work, let's just switch everybody over to the single payer. If Hillary Clinton gets into the White House, watch. Here it comes. Obamacare doesn't work. We need to have everybody just on. Medicare. We need everybody to have medical care. It's in the Constitution. It's a right. No, it's not. But that's what they're going to do. Obamacare is destroying itself. It's eating itself because, one, healthy young people aren't signing up. Who's signing up? Older sick people. So they're spending more and more money. The exchanges have failed in several states. The thing is imploding. Now, if the Democrats are smart, they get with the Republicans and say, okay, you guys are right. How can we fix this and keep some of these, at least keep some of this stuff so, you know, that the, so people that have existing conditions can still, you know, pick up insurance and it doesn't cost them an arm and a leg. What can we do to help people that do need insurance? What about that? What if we'd given everybody $1,000 a month for insurance in this country, citizens, of course, for insurance? They could have bought their own insurance because that's how much money we've spent on this damn thing, and they could have had good health, or they could have had good medical care. Anyway, United Care, one of the big ones there. That one's going. The others are going to pull out too. So, all right.
All right. Fail.
Okay.
Five things you need to know Monday. Are you done with the United?
Yes.
Okay. Brussels extended its high alert as major cities in Europe and in the United States hunker down in the face of chilling threats of terror. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel extended the highest alert level for at least another day, citing an imminent threat to the capital. The city has been in virtual lockdown with commuter rails and schools ordered closed, and most cultural and sports venues also shuttered. The anxious city had a scare yesterday when a major railway station was evacuated because of a suspicious package, but no explosives were found. Later, the streets were sealed off in the city's tourist district due to security concerns. Okay, these are five things you need to know today, according to USA Today. Wizard of Oz dress to be auctioned.
Wizard of Oz dress worn by Dorothy.
And it said it's a sweat-stained dress, which is even better. Could become one of the world's most expensive costume dresses if it sells at auction Monday in New York for more than an expected $1 million.
You hang around.
I know she's famous, but part of me is going, ew.
You hang around with the lion and Tin Man and Scarecrows, what do you expect? It does get a little sweaty there.
Absolutely,
on
the set. Are you kidding me? Under those hot lights. Longest serving active member of Congress to announce another run, U.S. Representative John Conyers of Michigan, already the longest-serving active member of Congress and the longest-serving African-American congressman in U.S. history, will announce Monday that he's running for a 27th two-year term next year. He's 86. Okay, so, of course, and then we also
he's
know...
He's going that, for the Thurman record.
He nods off during meetings.
And in entertainment news, Dancing with the Stars will start a two-night finale with the four. And, you know, we love our hero.
He's still in there.
He's still one of the top four.
Okay, this one of the guys that's still in, even though he can't dance a lick, is...
he can.
Okay, he can dance a lick. Young men that attacked the terrorist on the train and disarmed him is in this thing. He also was a student up there in the Oregon College that was hit by the gunman up there. And then his buddy got stabbed several times, almost died down in Sacramento trying to rescue a woman. So
he's had a lot of trauma, but he is completely improved, and he should be in the top four. So I'm just going to say he can dance a lick. So I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Why can I get on our website? I can't get on anybody else's website, Bob.
I'll look into it, sir.
Thank you very much. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got about a minute left here, or less than a minute. Hey, we come back. We're going to be talking with our friends on how to stay healthy and not splurge too much over the holidays and to stay as healthy as we can get and not gain that 10 pounds that people try to put on during Christmas. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. 40 degrees, going up to 66 today. It's 8 o'clock, November the 23rd.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. British Prime Minister David Cameron in Paris for diplomatic talks with the French President. François Hollande says he will seek parliamentary approval this week for Britain to join airstrikes against ISIS targets inside Syria.
I firmly support the action that President Hollande has taken to strike ISIL in Syria, and it's my firm conviction that Britain should do so too.
Meanwhile, speaking in the United Arab Emirates today, Secretary of State John Kerry said in comments that aired on NBC's Today Show, people need to be more patient in the war against ISIS.
People need to not panic. There is a strategy in place growing by the day.
Kerry continuing to defend the administration's actions against ISIS in an effort to counter critics who say the president has vastly underestimated the threat that ISIS poses to the West and the United States in particular. Lori Hinnit, meantime, reporting that Belgium authorities continue their search for Paris fugitive Salah Absalom, a key suspect in the Paris attacks.
Interior Minister said that Absalom must have a lot of support on the territory, and that's why these searches are being conducted and are so important.
Meanwhile, Brussels remains now for a third day under its highest terrorism alert. A deep freeze headed across the Midwest over the weekend, turning the season's first major snowstorm into an ice storm as well that sent temperatures way down. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry says even as the snow moved out, the frigid temperatures moved in from a stretch all the way from North Dakota to Illinois.
These temperatures were well below average for this time of year. I imagine they were at least 10 to 20 degrees below average, and in some places even colder than that. The locations that did get below zero had to be at least 20 degrees colder than average.
Gasoline prices continued their downward march in the latest Lundberg survey.
Gasoline prices dropped 11 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the new average for regular grade is $2.14 per gallon.
Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg blames an ongoing decline in crude oil prices. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Every single time you cough, a small miracle occurs. You create a cough cloud. Thousands of liquid droplets exit your mouth, shimmering like stars surfing on your breath. If you could see this cloud of saliva, it would be beautiful until it landed on your co-worker Barbara's chin.
Or don't get Barbara sick. Take Robitussin DM Max instead. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief. Robitussin DM Max, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Pfizer and Allergan set to join at a $160 billion deal to create the world's largest drug maker.
It's the biggest healthcare deal ever and the largest so-called inversion in history. Analysts say the deal is a tax-saving maneuver in which a U.S. company reorganizes in a country with a lower corporate tax rate. U.S. efforts to curb the practice have so far been ineffective. Botox maker Allergan is based in Ireland but runs much of its operations out of New Jersey. Pfizer and Allergan will be combined under Allergan PLC, which will be renamed Pfizer PLC.
That is Jeremy House reporting fewer Americans were buying homes in October, a sign that rising home values are pushing more would-be buyers to the real estate market sidelines, at least for now. The National Association of Realtors says that there was a 3.4% decline in sales of existing homes to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.36 million units. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A young Israeli woman was stabbed to death by a Palestinian who was among three assailants to be shot dead following separate attacks on Sunday. Israeli security forces say that the latest flare-up of violence came ahead of a visit to the region by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Correspondent Ian Deitch reports violence continues now for several weeks.
A young Israeli woman, 21 years old, was stabbed to death by a Palestinian in Gush Etzion. That's just outside Jerusalem. The Palestinian attacker was shot at the scene by Israeli soldiers.
And the upcoming visit by Secretary Kerry will mark his first visit to the area to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in more than a year. This sage advice, listen to your elders, now has a new meaning this Thanksgiving. The nonprofit Oral History Project StoryCorps urging thousands of high school students to interview a grandparent or elder using a smartphone app. They can download and send that to the Library of Congress Archive. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, the 23rd of November. It is 6 after 8 in the morning here on the 23rd. Our phone line that you can call in is 605-4567, or we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop onto our chat room or listen to us. So good morning, everybody. Linda, good morning, honey. What's the weather look like for Turkey Week?
Well, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Who wants to win Bob for Thanksgiving? Okay, if you call in, you can have Bob as a guest for Thanksgiving.
It's Monday morning.
Oh.
It's definitely Monday morning, Carl. 40 degrees outside.
Wait till you hear the...
Good morning, Bob, by the way, for our 8 o'clock hour. Say hello, Bob.
Oh, hi. Was I here?
Yeah.
you know what Bob did today before you get into this? Bob cleaned up. Okay, here's the thing. You know, right out behind our place where the old police station used to be, somebody was obviously upset with their wine bottle. It was now empty. And they did what?
Well, they busted the bottle on the pavement, leaving a very large, jagged shard of wine bottle glass pointing up with these spike strips.
Shards.
And it was about 2 feet out in the pavement, so I went over there and as best I could, without touching it, because God only knows what's on it, scraped it to the side with my foot and hopefully avoiding somebody's flat tire.
Right. I saw that.
That's happened to me, and I hate it.
There's nothing worse than getting a flat, especially during the holiday times, when you're trying to pace yourself with everything else. Well, it's currently, actually, it's gone up to 42 degrees. Today is mostly sunny with our temperatures. Our highs will be around 66. Now, tonight calls for a slight chance of rain at 44 degrees. Tuesday calls for a 70% chance of rain with our highs of 52. Tuesday night calls for, gosh, this is a big plummet, too. 35. As we go to Wednesday, a slight chance of showers with temperatures around 53. We go through the week, Thanksgiving Day is sunny, and Friday sunny, and Saturday sunny, and our temperatures are all around the 50s. So Sunday calls are now when we're coming back from any kind of holiday travel, slight chance of rain, but mostly sunny with temperatures around 58. So our forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call today at 365-3793, Carl.
There you go. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Big, 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 big sale a week from today at Four Winds Jewelry. I tell you what, it's not only is he just got great estate pieces, Leonard does. He has some of the finest jewelry you're going to find anywhere.
So what's
from all over the world. So on the 30th.
Oh.
Huge sale. You know, that's a big sale.
Gosh, I thought it was the 23rd.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It's the 30th. So now you can make it there and just completely destroy that. Anything left of the budget. Because when you go in there, if you can walk out without buying something, you're a better man than I am. Because he has it all. He has great prices on it. He has the only trained watch repair person in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. He has everything from all over the world, plus the estate jewelry. He's got things in his safe that people just dream about. I think I wouldn't be surprised if you went back in his safe and you might have found something out of a King Tut's tomb back there.
I wouldn't doubt it either.
He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, and he's open from 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Well, speaking of King Tut, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
What do you guys have for breakfast on Monday morning? I mean, I want to know if it's Dom Perignon. I mean, come on. I mean, nobody's just giddy on Monday morning.
We're just so happy we got the rest.
What are you guys doing?
We're so happy.
It's like, okay, we'll be in bed by noon because we partied all morning.
Yeah,
nobody's ever this happy.
Well, yes, you are.
We were ecstatic the other day, buddy. Hey, and by the way, Mark didn't call me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We had to go to the rangeland management meeting that we went to with all the ranchers in Elk Grove. We were invited to Elk Creek. Two quick things that are very interesting. Number one, did you know that the Seitz Reservoir actually started in the Eisenhower era? And according to the ranch land management, I hope you guys are sitting down.
We are.
This is the group that talks about, you know, talks with and works with the people, the government in the state of California on the reservoir. They said, we'll be lucky if we break ground on that in 2025. And we've had our congressmen and our senators all lobby for that. They're lucky if it's going to break in 2025. And at this point, they're only going to have access to half the water. So it's quite a boondoggle. And then on Saturday night, we had Jerry Brown in Maxwell. And Jerry was there. And everyone in the building was wearing a Jefferson button. 200 people.
Touche.
We asked the governor if he'd like one. He said, well, you know, he didn't want one. In fact, his staff said, there's nothing political going on here, so we don't like this. It's political. And I'm sitting here thinking the governor's here talking about water to the Family Water Alliance. That's what this is all about. But it's a lot of fun. We have pictures all over Facebook and all over the Internet on folks standing next to Jerry smiling with big buttons on or hats on and Jerry with a frown. So there's a lot of things going on, and we were in six counties last week. We did a town hall in Amador County in Jackson, and we had 350 people. The town's only 4,000, and of course they were coming from other towns in Amador County. But the important thing was is we had three supervisors that were there from Amador County. We had two supervisors there from Calaveras and a supervisor from Tuolumne. So it seems as if a lot of those folks, the elected officials, are totally interested and have kind of had it with California. Anyway,
what's tonight, going on tonight?
Tonight we have Mark Baird. Mark Baird is speaking at the Tea Party tonight, and I suggest everyone come. So where do we go from here? As you know, Shasta County is in. We can talk about that at another time. I know you probably have a guest or something
we
like
do.
That.
We do. He's standing here.
Yes, and I apologize for going on like this, but there's just so much to tell you, and I apologize.
Mark Baird tonight. I want to have him on later this week because I've got time that we can put him on just because I want to hear about how
Shasta. Yeah, where do we go from here?
Yeah, and how does Shasta County get in? That's the big thing I want
amazing.
To find out.
Have you seen the video on that yet?
I haven't. That's why I want to talk to Mark. Anyway, So tonight he's going to be out there.
It'll be at Destiny Fellowship Church, okay, at 2570 Bonneview Road, and it will start at 6 o'clock. And I suggest everyone come out there.
Bring your questions. Okay, Tara.
Thank you,
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet, buddy.
All right, darling.
All right. Is that me or her? Okay, just add
King
that.
King Tut.
And the house of made, a condo made of stone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey. We're here with Rich Novelli. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
President and CEO of Wellgate Sports Club. So we got just enough time to introduce you and say hello and then take a break.
Perfect. Happy Thanksgiving week
Happy
to both of you.
Happy Thanksgiving week
you know
to you.
He's so calm. He's always so calm. I tell you what, everybody, sit down. Get your cup of coffee, your frappe, or your latte, or your glass of
water,
microorganism juice, and get out there because you're going to hear stuff that's just going to you're going to go. I did what? I'm going to do this. Oh no, I'm not going to do that. And then, but of course, we all are. It's Thanksgiving, and this is when we try to be very
well. Okay. The other thing is
very our stomachs are very receptive.
Well, actually, so good morning again, and welcome our guest, Rich Novelli, who is the president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, a brand new club in town. With I love the idea of your four pillars.
Right. And we're going to talk about that, but first we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. After
How's
these
that
messages.
Doing, buddy? Okay. Right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. We'll see you after the messages here.
The ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night, Christmas light tours, concerts to airport, about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo packages start at $100. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the check out at NorCalLimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. 2016 season promises to wow you. 15% savings option with
Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customer. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Coming in, snow at the higher elevation, so make sure when you're, if you're traveling, it looks like more people are traveling this Thanksgiving than ever before. It goes up every year. Is be careful out there. Leave a little bit early. Avoid the heading south that Linda's driving. Not that you could ever catch it, but if in case that you were on the road, just when you see her way. Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Mighty Fine Foods. Ed and Kyle. Locally owned, locally operated, father-son operation there. Full deli and butcher shop. Now, I was just in there yesterday. Find everything. The cost of meat there is as good, if not in town. I mean, you can't beat it. They have a deli. They've got breakfast there, over 1,000 drinks, over 250 different kinds of ice. Come on! You could buy
Club, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, finally, this is your moment.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about, let's get down to some nitty-gritty. We know that we kind of splurge. We do this like three or four.
So here's the ugly of the holiday, especially Thanksgiving here. So
sounds like the studio here.
Well, you're talking about ice cream and beer.
I know. I was really like, what?
Had that combination.
Yeah.
I could use my tobacco.
Which is going to happen over the holidays, right. But moderation.
So the average number of calories that we will consume on Thanksgiving Day alone is 4,500 calories. Now, take into account that the average pound of fat consists of 3,500 calories. So we're essentially consuming more than a pound of fat-related calories on that one day alone. And that 85% of us will not lose that 1 pound that the average American gains just during that day eating our favorite foods. So those are the statistics. Now, the good news is that you can mitigate some of that by just kind of having this healthy attitude towards the day. A part of that is just enjoying the meal. Enjoy a good meal in the morning when you get started so that you don't go to your holiday event anticipating all these goodies and your brain's going, just grab whatever I can get and just stuff it in my mouth. So we encourage you to have a healthy meal in the morning. Choose wisely. You know, only pick a couple, maybe three appetizers when you get to your event, whether that's home or away. Pay attention. Don't stand near the dips, the chips, the goodies when you're mingling about. I know, Carl just gave me a dirty look.
He did not. Well, yes,
well,
he did.
It was kind of.
It wasn't dirty. It was a hurt look.
It was a hurtful look. Fill up your plate with at least half, you know, veggies and fruit. So, you know, be conscious of what you're putting on your plate. And then after you eat, move it. Move a little bit.
Yeah, move.
Go out for a walk. You know, turkey has a natural chemical that actually induces the desire to go to sleep.
Trip the fan.
I was going to butcher it, so that's why I stayed away from the word.
Trip the fan coma.
If you can get up and just walk around the block, take a nice leisurely walk with family or friends, I mean, this cool, crisp autumn weather, it will actually increase your metabolism. It'll actually help you burn calories. It'll actually, and that enjoys. And then finally, you know, be sweet. Yeah, you can have, but just pick one. Really like, stick to that. So those are the party survival tips.
Getting eggnog.
Not at this hour.
I bet eggnog's got like 12,000 calories.
Very
now,
creamy.
you can the other stuff, right?
Right.
And you could take like, you could do a lot of like the veggies on your plate and a lot of turkey. And that really, that's not, if you get calories, it's that protein. And it's not the one.
Of overeating at Thanksgiving. There's a lot of pressure. People are bringing maybe boyfriends and girlfriends. The holiday, you know, on numerous levels, this holiday slide of event after event after event, and things like that. I've been reading a lot about, you know, this weekend I had a great article about perhaps new your future son-in-law or future daughter-in-law, and how to be kind and don't, you know, don't meddle and things like that. So anyway, so the psychology of overeating, because sometimes people can numb themselves by just eating too much food. So the psychology, how do you then get into the people's heads? Just this would also apply to other parts of life.
Right.
To do rations and what that means to less is more.
Well, in large part, a lot of these survival tips that we just talked about will help mitigate some of that. You know, even like we said, maybe getting your workout in the morning before you go to these events relieves the stress hormones. You're a little bit more relaxed. Drinking lots of fluids, especially water if you can before you go, gives you that sensation of being full. Those are things that you can do to mitigate the urges. Because, yeah, when you get to the party, when you get to the event, you've got family you haven't seen and friends and what have you. Oh, and not to mention a ton of food spread all over the house. You can't really get away from it. That kind of slows down the urges, you know, driven by these stress hormones to just kind of stuff one's mouth.
Uh-huh.
So there are those things that we can do to mitigate that. But you have to be smart about it. You have to think about that stuff.
You know, I think if you want to help people with this, and I've lost 8 pounds here in the last month or so. And I've done it by cutting out a lot of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling really good. And I'm going to be feeling better because I'm getting back to that weight I was in the when I came back from Iraq last time, minus the armored vest we were carrying. You know. So anyway, but the thing about it is, for something like this, is that you put a lot of the veggies out there.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a low calorie, yes, low carb type of dip they can reach into.
Yes.
Stay away from the blue cheese.
Yes.
You know, go into something like that, so you can fill yourself up on the raw, what is those green?
Cauliflower, broccoli,
and stuff like that, and fill up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it doesn't mean you can't have that mashed potatoes and gravy, but then get on that. You know, maybe eat on a smaller plate.
Well, you said something earlier, Carl, that really resonated with me, and that is, you know, high protein, low carb. Stay away from the add-ons. You know, the dressings and the butter and, you know, all the stuffing. And everybody's going, what? Come on, it's a holiday. Yeah, but again, I think if you make healthy choices, you will get full. You will feel good. But if you're making healthy choices, and in our house, the choice is, what are these fabulous desserts are we going to have at the end of the meal? So if you're smarter during the meal, that you're staying away from all this stuff, then you can go and have your dessert and still enjoy. And
I've got to ask this. Do you have a conventional Thanksgiving meal?
We do. We do. Believe it or not.
You have dressing?
We have the
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. I mean, most of us stay away from it, but we do in our house have the traditional turkey. It's the desserts that kick our butts. You know?
we had a gentleman on that was not this last year, but the year before that for the ladies in red, you know, from Shasta Regional, for the Heart Smart.
Right.
And he had written this book about eating. And what he said was, if you went out to eat dinner at night, he said it's the rule of threes, and you probably know about this.
Mm-hmm.
You can have three things. If you want a glass of wine, that's fine. You have that. You have your entree and the vegetable in it, and you can have dessert.
three. But don't, you can't have the bread. You can't have two glasses of wine. And you can't have a dessert and bread. And the, or you could have dessert, bread, and the meal, but no wine or anything. You keep it in that three.
Right.
And but what people do is they'll have a couple of drinks, a couple of glasses of wine. They'll eat the bread, dip it in the oil, have their meal, and then have a dessert afterwards. And that's where it piles it on. So what we do is you try and find those, you know, you try and find real light carb things to fill yourself up with, or find out, you know, you can eat a small apple, which is, you know, which will start filling you up, or the, or like you said, right. a water or a drink.
Have something before you get to the house, and that's, you know, that's what we do. And in our family, my sister-in-law, and we're going to do it this Thursday as well, she just decks the house out, and she just is the consummate host, and there's food all over the place. But, you know, again, we're a large Italian family, so we're too busy hugging each other to really pay too much attention to a lot
and
of that.
You're hugging and eating pasta.
Yeah. But again, you hit the nail on the head, Carl, is making smart choices to where you can enjoy all this wonderful food. I mean, everybody's listening to this going, but it's Thanksgiving. And it's you're absolutely correct. But if you make these smart choices, then you're not going to pay the price down the road. You can still enjoy. This is a wonderful time of year for family. But that rule of three is very true. You know, pick it. But look at proteins. Look at veggies. Look at fruits. And one of the things that our family does really well is that they concentrate on those things, cold and cooked veggies, you know, cold fruits, those kind of things as your appetizers versus the breads and the pastas and those things that, you know, can get you in trouble once you sit down at the table.
Well, excellent.
And the other thing, too, is when you're cutting back during the meal, you can always, when you pick that small sliver of pecan pie,
or that
small sliver of apple pie, then you put the turkey gravy on it. That helps. It helps with the because you haven't had it during the with what? What did I say? Okay.
Well, we're here with Rich Novelli, who is our president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. It's a new club in town where they're built on the theory of the four pillars. And before we take a break, what are the four?
Fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community.
Mindset and community. I took a tour of your club recently, and with us after the break will be the owner of, now there's a spa inside the club.
Yes.
So as soon as you walk in the door, you get this great aromatic Aveda, which is a phenomenal product, and a brand new spa, locally owned here, and I'm so excited. We are excited to get to know our owner and operator of the spa inside of Wellgate. I know there's a name of the spa.
It's Boheme Spa.
Boheme. Hello. Mm-hmm. Boheme Spa. So we'll be right back. How's that, Carl? This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, it's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. Serving it all, lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. A veteran-owned business and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just perfect for after Thanksgiving dinner. That's right, go outside, have that cigar, light up, have a little bit of brandy. Live. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
During the holiday season, at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Turn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you're sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. 8:33 in the morning here on the 23rd of November, a Monday. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. Say hello. It's 42 degrees out there, going up to 66 today. Mostly sunny with a high near 66. Tonight, rain likely. Mainly after 5 p.m. Tuesday, rain likely before 11. Chance of precipitation, 70%. Tuesday night, we have rain. Wednesday, we have rain. 20% chance of showers, partly sunny after that. And then Thanksgiving, sunny with a high near 52 and a low around 33. Now, my friends, it's going to be have a chance again on Sunday, a slight chance of rain, mostly sunny, with a high near 58. But in the higher elevations, we're going to be getting snow. We need snow. We need lots of snow. We want to fill our snowpack up so we can actually have, you know, full lakes next year and millions of people coming out here spending all their money that they saved on eating on Thanksgiving right here in the North State. Carl Linda Bott, it is now 26 minutes until 9 o'clock here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. What can I tell you except it's man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business is Cypress Square Barbershop. And after you get your haircut, you know, let's say it's in the morning, just wander on down the street on Athens to Classic Cafe. Have a great breakfast, a great lunch. Millie and Kathy, if you can't walk in there, well, first thing you walk in, people come up, they're very polite, and then you get hugs. You know what? If you just haven't had a hug today, head on down there to Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Rich Novelli, who is the president and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, and Allie Evers. Linda.
Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get you up there on top. Get close to that circle up on the microphone here.
The circle of truth.
Boheme Spa is a brand new, well, it's a spa that you just recently opened, brand new, inside of Wellgate.
Yes, absolutely. It is a second location for us. It is an expanded location for us, so we have officially moved almost all of our spa services from our Dana Drive location of Boheme Salon and Spa into Wellgate Sports Club, and it is a fantastic partnership.
I love the marriage. I recently took a tour, and you had just opened, and it just smells so good. Let's talk about Aveda.
Absolutely. I've been with Aveda for about 20 years, almost 25. It's a little scary to say.
It's fantastic.
Yes, it's a beautiful product line.
All natural.
All natural. Very, very focused on natural. 90% organic on average.
Love that.
97% naturally
great
derived.
Great hair products. Great.
Absolutely.
Skin. I mean, just you know, when you open up a bottle of anything from Aveda, I don't. It's like the richest smell of natural, and it feels good because you know this is. I'm getting some good stuff, and
pure essential oils. They focus on pure essential oils in all of their products. They're used as not only part of the actual ingredients, but they're the aroma to the products and to everything with Aveda. So it's incredibly focused on being pure, natural, truthful in what you're experiencing.
I like what you just said, pure, natural, and truthful. Mm-hmm. You've been with, you've represented Aveda for 25 years. I think that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
About your commitment to something you love.
Absolutely. My first experience with Aveda goes back to actually junior high, and my first perm was an Aveda perm. My first makeup I wore was Aveda, and it was introduced to me by my mom. And I just found it as a career, and I've been with Aveda as a company since I was 18.
Well, we're excited to meet the face today and for our listeners to hear. We're talking about two people here who live locally. We really support local businesses. Wellgate is a brand new sports club. And inside of this, which is located again, tell us, Rich, where so people can get a visual of where you are.
We're right on the corner of Court and Eureka at 1740 Eureka Way. And it is a wonderful location for us, just a ton of visibility.
Easy to get into.
Easy to get in.
Good parking.
Across the street from the Rite Aid and what's the other Rite Aid and the other Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Walgreens, yeah. Right across from that. And the Carl's Jr.
Wait,
so
and you're
right there.
And you don't want to
say. So after you work out.
And you're right next door to the YMCA, so people can get that. But
correct.
You guys have a salt water pool, one of the only in the North State.
Correct. It was one of the features that really attracted me to this location. We completely revitalized that pool area, both inside and out. And it's 87 degrees every day, beautiful saltwater pool, much easier on the respiratory system, much easier on the skin. Our members just love it. And we're thrilled to have Boheme as part of the family now. It's certainly in concert with our desire to be and present an upscale and premium services as well as products. And as Allie said, it's a match made in heaven for us. The club's never smelled better, I got
to
tell you.
Well, and plus, my point being
is
that
you go into the men's locker room and it smells good.
I love how you talk about the orchestration of it because, well, with the saltwater pool, you know, it's a holistic, more of a holistic approach, a natural approach, and Aveda being your main body of work with Boheme. And let's talk about some of the things that's happening with this new salon, this new spa. You've worked so hard to open the doors and make it so lovely. It's beautiful to see. And you have individual treatment rooms. You've got some specials going on. But let's talk about what your thoughts were when you opened this new with the new spa, because I know it's like anything else. Right now at the holidays, it's such a part of your, it's like having a baby.
Absolutely.
Or two.
Yes.
Try not to get around the weight machine.
Yeah. The idea really, it came about with Rich, and it couldn't be a more perfect match. We needed to expand. We had two treatment rooms at our other location. There was constant desire to expand and do spa the way that I felt spa needed to be done. And so we now have 7 treatment rooms in the Wellgate facility, which is fantastic. So it's given us the opportunity of expansion that we absolutely needed. You know, the desire was to better serve our guests that we already have coming through our door in a better, more relaxing, quieter, true spa environment. Second fold, it really was to be able to partner with this beautiful facility of Wellgate and expand our ability in the community and really see wellness the way wellness should be. And I think that's where the perfect kind of synergistic relationship comes in because we are my approach and our approach at Boheme has always been to focus more on wellness. Yes, beauty is a part of spa, absolutely undeniable part of spa, but the wellness focus is what really we're tapping into when we're partnering with Wellgate. That that we have that ability, for example, to have a guest, and this just happened this week, that someone was working out. She had a fantastic workout, went in, you know, took a shower, was feeling fantastic within the club itself, and then came over and got a massage and said, this has just been the perfect day, perfect experience, you know, all coming together in one. So it's really about building that relationship, and what Wellgrade is bringing to the community is very different, and I'm incredibly honored and excited to be part of that, and be able to, like I said, serve our guests better, you know, non-club members better, and also just really tap into that ability to be a wellness facility through and through.
So do you, I mean, the whole thing is about getting people to walk in so they can experience it. Do you accept walk-ins at the spa?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and then while you're there, you can check out the Wellgrade. You get a tour, find out what they're offering. It's a huge facility.
If they would like, again, it's not conditioned on them taking a tour. Non-members are welcome to come in and check out the spa, and we encourage them to do so. It's a great relationship for us. It's all about rejuvenation, relaxation, energizing. And it really kind of brings together the bigger picture of what we're trying to do at the club as well, to differentiate ourselves from anything else that's here in the community.
Right, right. It's kind of like we talked about in some of the bigger cities, you have that where you walk in the, and you have the towel service, and you have the locker room service, and you have the spa service, and there's also a salon.
Yeah,
that's next to you, to the spa. So if you want to walk in and do like, okay, I'm going to spend the next 3 hours or 2 hours, whatever it is, and it's going to be, I'm going to get it all done, and I'm going to leave. Now, Allie, how long have you owned Boheem?
I've owned Boheem for almost 7 years.
Okay, and so what does it mean for you to be a business owner in Reading?
I chose to live here based off of having family here. I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I've been here for about now going on 10 years. I love this community, and this community has really embraced us. And every day it's an honor to serve Reading and to get to know people better and better in Reading, and it does feel like home. Being a small business owner, honestly, is something that I never, ever imagined for myself. It came out of wanting to be more with my family and wanting to be a bigger part of a community. And that's really what it has given me the opportunity to do. And every single day I get to meet new people. I'm at my business 6 days a week. It's
right.
Not seven.
You have to love what you do.
You do. And so,
sometimes it's hard. I mean, we know what it is to start a business and be small business. And and you go up against larger franchises or whatever, but the thing is you have to have a passion for it.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I was asking what it means for you in the Reading climate. You know, you're awakening. You're helping people to awaken to their better self.
Absolutely.
With like a Wellgrade and a spa, because some people think spa is only for the rich and famous.
No,
it's not. There's a part of well-being about how massage and certain things can open up energy and oxygen.
Totally.
To places that have been closed down, and you don't really realize the power of healing and touch with these kinds of things.
I believe spa is twofold, that it's definitely about the physical, but it's also about the physiological, and that's what you're speaking to. You know, a facial, a massage, those can mean so many different things. Yes, you're beautifying the external, but at the same time, you're increasing circulation, you're moving toxins through the body, you're improving muscle tone, you're improving conditions that are happening internally.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that leads itself to wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about feeling good both inside and out.
Okay,
well, listen, we're going to have to take a break on that, on those thoughts there. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some other really special things that are going to be happening here with these local businesses during our holidays.
Hey, when you're out on Friday, on Black Friday here, head on down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. He's got the largest selection of .22 ammunition that you're ever going to find, and he's got it at super, super prices. He's got over 12 different kinds of .22 ammunition. A lot of people have, there's a huge shortage on .22 ammunition for the last 2 or 3 years. It's been coming back up. Well, he's been working on this for several months, and he is just – I went back in his storeroom the other day. It is just packed full of .22 ammunition. So you can get in and you can – You can pick up, finally you start to pick up a brick at a time, which is 10 boxes. But it's at Bastiani Arms, and you need to go there and check it out. Locally owned, locally operated, great customer service there, John Bastiani. And I got to see all the little videos and see his little seven-month-old baby, too. God, how cute she is. She owns him. Anyway, there at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and he gives veterans discounts. Bastiani Arms, Friday, big sale.
Unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth, stepping, and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, 23rd of November. It's Thanksgiving week. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's 48 degrees out there, going up to 66 today. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that treats their customers as warm friends. Has discounts for senior and veterans, and like I said, locally owned, locally operated by Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call at 365-3793. They are out there to help people. And Chuck won an award from California as one of the three small businesses in California that was recognized for hiring veterans. So it's a big shout out to Chuck and the guys over there. Our guests today are Rich Novelli and Allie Evers. And you know what? I know what you want to talk about. I want to get run back into Rich at some point when we talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, people are going to eat heavy.
and they are. It just happens. Even if you try to be good, I mean, you want to try and be good, but you know, it's a lot of times it's not just that meal; it's the next day,
right?
And you have leftovers, and then you have, you know, and then you're doing things like that, and that you have a tendency to be sitting around talking and these things. So you've got to watch what you eat. You got to get off the couch. Dr. Khan told us on the show one day, said, the day that people have the most heart attacks, Christmas Day. And then because of the stress. But he says Thanksgiving is in there too.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think that's what Linda was mentioning before, is the stress element of the holidays. And I think, again, obviously, we believe very strongly in exercise. And so we take a broader look of the holidays and say, if you're going to travel, you know, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, start today. Get out, and even if you haven't done anything, get out and take a long walk. Get out and stretch your legs. If you are a regular exerciser, plan on making sure that you get your exercise in before you travel. And then when you do travel, even doing something as simple as, you know, some kind of exercises in your hotel room or before going to take a walk or a jog, plan on doing those things. They will help mitigate this. And you're absolutely right, Carl. You're not going to avoid a lot of the temptations that come with Thanksgiving. So, again, we've given you the 6 kind of holiday survival tips. Use those. But at the same time, be smart ahead of time. Plan for the fact that you're going to have these indulgences and enjoy. And, you know, one of the best things for your heart, as far as I'm concerned, is family. So be with your family, enjoy your family, embrace your family, make that part of your holiday interactions. And although it can be stressful, it can also be, you know, very, very good for you.
Is it good to say take a long walk before dinner, too? Because when you exercise a little bit before dinner, that kind of endorphins or whatever it releases in there, kind of like maybe will...
Actually, exercise before eating actually suppresses the urges to eat and appetite. So, again, if you're a little bit nervous about your own willpower, yeah, go ahead and take that exercise before. It certainly fuels the muscles and the systems right after exercise. It's the best time to eat anyway. So, yeah, listen, you're never going to hear me discourage you from exercising more. So before and after, that's the best of both worlds.
All right. That's fantastic. And I know you had have in your notes there about planning ahead. I think if we just conscientiously say in our minds that we'll be mindful when we sit at the table, of course, you know, you're happy to be with your loved ones and you talk about what you're grateful for. So that also helps your endorphins to be happy because you may be at the table again. Because we always have, you know, there are people, maybe friends or in-laws or something at the table that, you know, may not be your favorite person on the list. Mm. But what are you grateful for? All of a sudden shifts that energy.
Is your nephew coming this year?
And then... the constant talker, like just nonstop.
Did you hear that nervous laugh?
Yeah, we all have one of
just
those.
Just kidding about
no, we all
it.
Have
no,
one
love,
of those.
I love that guy.
But anyway, so being mindful and like planning ahead, you know, you can't achieve goals through the holiday. You don't have to say, oh, it's the holidays. What the heck? I'm just going to let myself go. If you think that, then you'll be that. So I think that's what's beautiful about having you come here. It's another little mindful way to start our Monday our Thanksgiving week. Now, let's go back to Allie Evers, the owner of Bohem Spa. You've got specials happening. And people are like, what do I do? I know I hear it every day. I'm so confused. What do I buy? She has everything. She collects. I don't know. How about a facial?
Sounds pretty whiny to me.
The facial. You're seeing that right now you've got some December specials and 20% off services in November.
Yeah. So as an introduction to our new location into Wellgate, we are offering 20% off all of our spa services in November as a thank you for our existing guests and a welcome to new guests. So that's a fantastic special that's happening now through the end of the month. We've got some great gift card specials for the holidays, and we hear it all the time about how unique and wonderful giving a gift of wellness is. Giving a gift for a facial or a pedicure even, you know, something simple. That's something that you don't do necessarily every day. And it does give a little bit of a difference of something special for the holidays for sure, for someone that has everything.
And so we've got a gift card special happening right now of a $100 gift card to Boheme for $75, or a $200 gift card for $150, which also includes a gift of a Nevada product of choice for the person who's purchasing the gift card, so a little give back for that person. And if you purchase $200 worth of gift cards, you also get entered into a raffle that we have going on for a spa night package for up to four people. So it's two services for up to four people, over $500 value, and we will be running that through December.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If I give Bob, Bad Bob, a facial, you know, like a coupon for a facial, is it less money because most of his face is covered with a beard?
No. We'll do some extra neck and shoulder massage. We'll make sure we do some great extra exfoliation around the beard area.
Oh, exfoliation. Yeah. I like that one. Okay.
Well, you know,
I just wonder if there was just like maybe, a, you know.
Yeah. How much in your business, in the spa business, how much have you seen that men now are starting to realize that there are benefits, and not just in your appearance, but in maybe, like you said, I get migraines, so I understand that. I know that when I do get my neck and my face muscles and my scalp and certain things worked on, that it really helps me.
Sure.
Are men starting to say this is not just for beautification?
Definitely. We have a large male clientele, especially for massage, for pedicures, at the salon for haircuts, for sure. So it is a large portion of our business. And so I definitely think, again, that goes back to more of the physiological effects that you notice from massage and all of that relaxation that happens and the release of muscle tension and all of that. So we definitely have quite a large male clientele that comes in.
All right. Well, we're talking about Boheme Spa. Ali Evers, the owner of Boheme, and some of the specials that are going on. A brand new business that has expanded, but has opened up inside of Wellgate. Rich is here with Wellgate. You're talking about specials too. You have a holiday special happening as well.
Correct. Not to be outdone by those lovely introductory specials by Boheme. We are offering no dues until January. We are running that at the beginning of November. It's been hugely successful. So if you come in today, even if you were thinking about giving the gift of health to yourself or a loved one, come on in and check it out. That's no dues until January.
Now, do you have a family? I mean, you've got obviously got family specials and everything.
We do. So. We're running our traditional family special add-on. So come in whether you're an individual, couple, or family. We are an over 16-year-old club, so the family member has to be over 16 years old. But we encourage families to come in and play together.
Great.
Well, yeah, so you're not going to have kids running around the pool when you're trying to relax. I mean, I love kids, don't get me wrong, but when you're sitting there trying to exercise, you don't, you know, it's me time.
Right, right.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Rich Novelli, who's the,
it did.
You know, in fact, probably the kids won't be coming now. Because they listen all the time, and Ashley is probably tears running down her little sweet face.
Well-behaved. There's the difference.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Rich Novelli, who is Richard Novelli. We call him Rich. President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club, and Ali Evers, who has the spa in there. Boheme inside Wellgate. And a lot of good ideas, a lot of good information today about how to get ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and not just pork yourself out over that. Okay, tomorrow.
And what to give a loved one.
There you go. And tomorrow, Mark Story from Haven Humane will be here along with a couple other great people. On Wednesday, we're going to be talking about business startups and what happened on Startup Weekend. It's going to be a great day. Have a great day out there, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States is accelerating its drive to crush ISIS. That's according to Secretary of State John Kerry. He says the U.S. is stepping up its military counterterrorism and diplomatic efforts to destroy ISIS.
The president, even in the last weeks before Paris took place, made major decisions to put additional people on the ground, special forces, and took additional steps.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says the UK and France will increase their anti-ISIS intelligence sharing, and there will be stepped-up military cooperation as well.
I've offered President Hollande the use of RAF Akrotiri for French aircraft engaged in counter-ISIL operations and additional assistance with air-to-air refueling. We also discussed ongoing efforts to secure a political solution to the conflict in Syria.
Tomorrow, the French president meets with President Obama at the White House.